मौनौ व्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्त्वं युवानम् वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चात्वेषभिज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितञ्च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः Inspired by Narada Rishi, Vyasacharya wanted to write the Leelas of the Lord in the form of scripture called Bhagavatam. Therefore, he sat in Samadhi, prayed to the Lord to reveal all the past Leelas, because all the Leelas are over and very few are there as future Leelas also. So, all of them he wanted to know through Samadhi. After composing Bhagavatam, entire scripture, by the grace of the Lord, he wanted to teach to the humanity. Through whom it should be taught? Because Bhagavatam is a treasure house of Jnana Bhakti Vairagya. So it's a treasure house of lives of great rishis and jnanis. Therefore, Uttama Adhikari was required. Because our religion, our scriptures, did not spread through books or public preaching. It was spread through tapasya and through guru shishya parampara. Somewhere else, one sadhu or two sadhu, one rishi or two rishi did tapasya, and it was, scripture was told to one person or two persons like that, not by public preaching or books. So it was given to only satpatras, only an adhikari. So it was never available for anyone to read, because books are very recent origin. It is Karnak Parampara, they call it. And even if you read, without guidance of the teacher or guru, you cannot understand the inner meanings of the scripture. And without Uttama Shishya, nobody taught scripture to anyone. So therefore, guru must be a Kshatriya Brahmanishtaha and a Dayalu. Compassionate one. And Shishya also must be a Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampannaha and a Jignyasu. If both joined together, then only great scriptures came into existence. Because the nature of scripture is, it is not only Shruti Sammatam, it is not only Pramanam. Pramanam means what? Source of knowledge. It is Swanubhavam also. The person who teaches that, Ananya Prokte Gatihi Nasti, Kathopanishad says. Ananya Prokte means one who has identified with the teaching. The very person is teaching himself. Swanubhava, they call it. It is not like teaching any other department of science, because you teach chemistry, you don't become chemical. You teach physical laws, you don't become physical law. But when you teach Brahman or Bhagavan, first requirement is what? Brahmanishtatva. And then, not only you must be a Brahmanishtaha, you should be a Shishyaha also, therefore Shrotriyaha, they told. So, Bhagavatam also is a combination of both Shruti Sammatam and Swanubhavam. That's why in the very beginning itself, Nigama Kalpatoror Galitam Phalam Shukamukad Amritadrava Sanyutam. That is the fruit of the Nigama. Fruit of the tree called Nigama means what? Veda. And Rasamalayam. Rasamalayam means what? It is Swanubhava. It is experienced by the individual. For that individual who teaches it, that is a fact of life for him. Therefore, the teacher should be of higher nature and the student also should be of a qualified nature. Then only the teaching will have impact in the mind of the student. Then only it will remove the samsara of the student. The very shravanam gives phalam. Very shastra shravanam, if the person, the student is qualified student, very shastra shravanam gives phalam. Shastra shravanam means not like doing any rituals and after doing ritual you have to wait. Suppose you do Ashwamedha Yaga, to get that result of that ritual, you have to wait. How much time you have to wait? Whole life you have to wait. Then first qualification to get that result is what? You should die. Unlike karma phalam, unlike the results of the actions, Shravana, Shastra Shravana, very Shravana gives you phalam, that is Pratyaksham. Sadhyo hrutya avaradhyate atra kridibihi tat kshanat. Immediately, as even the person takes food, you imagine if you take food, after 1 hour you get taste of that food, what will happen? Or after 1 hour your hunger will be satiated. So you have to start 1 hour before hunger, you have to start. So, as even a person takes food, the ruchi is there, that hunger also is satiated, and tripti also comes, tushtihi, pushtihi, kshutapayaha, anughasam. As even every morsel of food goes inside, you get your tank filled and you get the ruchi also and tushti also. Therefore, Bhagavatam, which is meant to give happiness to the suffering humanity, should be given to a great adhikari. Here the teacher is a grand teacher, Vyasacharya. By the grace of the Lord, he has composed the leelas of the Lord, past leelas of the Lord and future leelas of the Lord he has composed. Now it has to be given to the humanity through whom? So he was praying to the Lord to give him a great disciple in the form of his own son. Because in those days, son is the safest disciple. Shraddha will be there. Being a disciple means what? Being a man of Shraddha. Shraddha means, doesn't mean that it is a simple faith or something. Shraddha means it's a knowledge that the person who talks this does not speak anything wrong or anything untruth. Imagine if child suspects mother's words at the age of 1 month. What will happen? What will happen? Child has to die. No other way. Child should have complete trust towards the mother. The very survival of the child depends upon trust on the mother. If the child, even after 5 years, if the child doesn't believe the words of the mother or doesn't take the words of the mother as truth, what will happen? The child will never come to know who is the father. So that is called faith. That is called a Shraddha. Faith is a loose translation, but here the Sanskrit word is Shraddha. So it should be a man of, the disciple must be a man of Shraddha. So who can be a man of Shraddha? Your child will be man of Shraddha. So safest way of having a faithful disciple is having a son. So he prayed to the Lord to bless him with a child with adhikaritvam. And he did puja, ritual, special yaga. And out of that yaga kunda, 12-year-old boy came. And as even he came out full of tejas, and he did not have that idea of individuality that I am so and so. So as even he came out from the Yagakunda, he started running towards the forest. Without even the knowledge that I am running towards the forest. So yam pravrajantam anupetam apeta krityam dvaipayano viraha katara ajuhava putreti tanmayataya taravo bhinetuhu. Tam sarvabhuta hrutayam munimana tosmi. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, we saw this shloka. So when Shukacharya was running, Vyasacharya ఆల్సో వాస్ చేసింగ్ హిమ్ పుత్రేతి ఏ పుత్రా ఏ పుత్రా లైక్ దట్. తర్వాత ఆల్ ది ప్లాంట్స్ అనిమల్స్ అండ్ అదర్ క్రీచర్స్ ఆల్సో స్టార్టెడ్ రిప్లైంగ్ టు వ్యాసాచార్య, ఐఎమ్ హియర్, ఐఎమ్ హియర్, బికాస్ సర్వభూత హృదయం, దెర్ ఇస్ నో ఇండివిజువాలిటీ ఇన్ ది మైండ్ ఆఫ్ ది శుకాచార్య ద చైల్డ్. సో యాజ్ ఎ నేకెడ్ బాయ్ జస్ట్ హీ వాజ్ రన్నింగ్ వైల్ చేసింగ్ హిస్ సన్ వ్యాసాచార్య కేమ్ అక్రాస్ ఎ పాండ్ వేర్ ఇన్ హెవెన్లీ విమెన్ వేర్ టేకింగ్ బాత్. యాజ్ ఈవెన్ దే సా దిస్ రిషి, ఓల్డ్ రిషి, సో దే వేర్ ఎక్స్ప్రెసింగ్ దేర్ షైనెస్. సో ఫస్ట్ వ్యాసాచార్య ఇట్ వాస్ ఎ వండర్ వెన్ మై చైల్డ్ యంగ్ బాయ్ వెంట్ నేకెడ్, దే డి నాట్ బిహేవ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే అండ్ ఐఎమ్ ఎ ఓల్డ్ మ్యాన్, వై దే బిహేవ్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే లైక్ దట్ హీ వండర్డ్. సో హీ క్వశ్చన్డ్ ద రీజన్ ఫార్ దేయర్ బిహేవియర్. దే టోల్డ్ సింప్లీ బికాస్ యూ ఆస్క్ వై వి ఆర్ షై, బికాస్ యూ ఆస్క్. వాట్స్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ స్టేట్మెంట్? యువర్ సన్ డిడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ ద్వైత బుద్ధి అట్ ఆల్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ సమ్ పీపుల్ టేకింగ్ బాత్ అండ్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ పాండ్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్, బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సర్వభూత హృదయం వెర్ ఇన్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో డ్యువాలిటీ. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ వీ డిడ్ నాట్ ఫైండ్ దట్ భేద బుద్ధి దట్ వీఆర్ ఫీమేల్ అండ్ హీఈస్ ఎ యంగ్ బాయ్ మేల్. సో వీ డిడ్ నాట్ ఫైండ్ ఎనీ భేద బుద్ధి. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ ది చైల్డ్, 1 year ఓల్డ్ చైల్డ్ మదర్ టేక్స్ బాత్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో భేద బుద్ధి ఇన్ ది మైండ్ ఆఫ్ ది చైల్డ్, కరెక్ట్? సో దేర్ ఫోర్ మదర్ ఆల్సో డజంట్ హ్యావ్ షైనెస్. బట్ యాజ్ ఈవెన్ ద చైల్డ్ గ్రోస్ 10 year ఆర్ 12 year, వాట్ మదర్ డస్? మదర్ విల్ నాట్ టేక్ ఇన్ దట్ వే, షీ విల్ టెల్ ఐ హావ్ టు టేక్ బాత్, యు గెట్ అవుట్ లైక్ దట్ సేమ్ చైల్డ్. సో యాజ్ ఈవెన్ భేద బుద్ధి కమ్స్ ఇన్ సంబడీస్ మైండ్ అండ్ దట్ భేద బుద్ధి అఫెక్ట్స్ అదర్స్ ఆల్సో, దేర్ ఫోర్ దే టోల్డ్ తద్ వీక్ష్య పృచ్ఛతి మునౌ జగతు తవాస్తి స్త్రీ పుంభిత నతు సుతస్య వివిక్త తృష్టే. హీ డిడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ దిస్ డ్యువాలిటీ దట్ దెర్ ఇస్ స్త్రీ అండ్ పుంస, మేల్ ఆర్ ఫీమేల్. తద్ వీక్ష్య పృచ్ఛతి మునౌ, బికాస్ యూ ఆస్క్డ్, హౌ కెన్ యూ ఆస్క్ సమ్వన్ వితౌట్ హ్యావింగ్ ది ఇండివిజువాలిటీ? సో దిస్ వాస్ ఎ బిగ్ హ్యూమిలియేటింగ్ వర్డ్స్ ఇఫ్ యూ థింక్ అబౌట్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? మోర్ దాన్ యూ, యువర్ సన్ ఈస్ గ్రేటర్, యువర్ సన్ ఈస్ గ్రేటర్ ఇన్ నాలెడ్జ్ దాన్ యూ. జనరలీ పీపుల్ విల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ అండ్ పీపుల్ విల్ కమెంట్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే ఓన్లీ, బట్ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఈస్ ఇఫ్ యూ గో త్రూ గురు పరంపర దే విల్ కమెంటేట్ దిస్ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది విమెన్ అండ్ దిస్ బిహేవియర్ ఆఫ్ ది విమెన్ విచ్ ఈస్ రిటర్న్ బై వ్యాసాచార్య హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. హూ హాజ్ రిటర్న్ దిస్ ఇన్సిడెంట్? వ్యాసాచార్య హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. దిస్ ఈస్ నాట్ టు షో దట్ వ్యాసాచార్య యాజ్ ఎ ఇగ్నోరెంట్ పర్సన్, బికాస్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్ ద్వైత బుద్ధి ఈస్ దట్ యూ ఆస్క్ క్వశ్చన్ టు అస్ దేర్ ఫోర్ వీ హ్యావ్ షైనెస్ లైక్ దట్ ది ఆన్సర్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ నాట్ టు షో దట్ వ్యాసాచార్య ఇస్ అన్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్. ఆఫ్టర్ కన్క్లూడింగ్ దట్ వ్యాసాచార్య ఇస్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ స్టడీ భాగవతం అట. అండర్స్టూడ్? సో వై షుడ్ వీ స్టడీ ది వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్ పర్సన్? So that is not the meaning of the statement. The meaning is glorification of the student. Shukacharya has to be glorified. The student has to be glorified. Who will glorify the student? Student cannot glorify himself. If student starts glorifying himself, he is not an object of glorification. So teacher has to glorify the student. So teacher himself, he writes that my student is very great. And Vyasa did not question the women for chit-chat purpose. Understood? To bring out the glory of the student through their own mouth, through their own words. Because Vyasa is who? Vyasa is, according to tradition, Vyasa is Bhagavat Avatara. And it is the nature of great Mahatmas and the Lord to bring out the glory of devotees, even putting themselves down. A normal man, he puts down others, then he tries to project himself as great. But a great person will never do that. He will put his own individuality down, and if there is a glory in somebody's life, he will project that glory. Similarly, in Ramayana we come across Rama, after conquering Ravana, when Sitaji was brought in front of Rama, Rama told, now you can live with anyone because I cannot keep you as my wife. Tradition doesn't accept. Once you have lived in somebody's house, I cannot keep you anywhere. So you can live with anyone. They will take care of you as sister or mother like that. So that words are cruel words as far as Sitaji is concerned. But Sitaji told that I did not want to live in your absence. So Lakshmana, put fire. I will enter the fire. The fire ordeal is not to prove that I am chaste. Fire ordeal is to suicide. In front of Rama, to suicide she entered. But fire devata told, you are great, you are so embodiment of chastity, so I cannot burn you. But Sitaji did not enter the fire to prove her chastity, because entering the fire is not the criterion for proving somebody's chastity. Nobody can do that. Understood? Neither Rama asked for it. But people have this type of stories, you know, as though Rama asked to enter the fire. Like, these are all cinema stories. You go by Pramanam, by go by Valmiki Ramayana, Rama never asks. Rama says, I cannot keep you as my wife, since the tradition doesn't accept, dharma doesn't accept, social etiquette doesn't accept. You can live anywhere as you like, they will take care of you. He names Lakshmana, Bharata, Are, Sugriva, Are, even Vibhishana. They will take care of you as sister or mother, whatever it is. But Mother Sitaji did not want to live without Rama's presence. So she told Lakshmana, you yourself put the fire, I will enter. So she entered and she came out. So now here, why Rama behaved like this, in this cruel way? Didn't Rama know that she is chaste woman? If he doesn't know that she is chaste woman, why he struggled so much? And that too, even bridging a bridge, not ordinary canal, in the ocean, and taking all the vanaras, lakhs and crores of vanaras. Why he so much struggled? Did he lose the faith in Sitaji's character? No. But still, why he put Sitaji in this ordeal or condition, even putting down his own glory? That is the nature of the Lord. Any devotee will be glorified. If necessary, Bhagavan or the Mahatma will put his own glory down. Similarly, here Vyasacharya also particularly mentions this incident. He ran, I also ran, and they did not have shy. So they were about shy seeing me like that. Why he should write? Again, one more question comes. If he is Jnani, how can he run towards Shukacharya? Hey Putra, hey Putra. Ordinary father also runs. When a child or son run away from home, ordinary father goes to police station, this station, that station, goes and searches. Similarly, Vyasacharya also, in what way he is great? Like that, there is a question may come. But there, Vyasacharya of course had attachment. Attachment for whom is the question? When we ourselves are attached to Shukacharya, what to talk about? Vyasacharya. Why we love Shukacharya? Because he is the object of Loka Sangraham. The very birth is for the sake of Loka Sangraham. Like this is there in every Mahatma's life. In Sri Ramakrishna's life, you see, the attachment towards Swami Vivekananda is so great. He was ready to go through any type of humiliation. There was one Shivanar Shastri, and he used to criticize Sri Ramakrishna. And Swami Vivekananda did not visit Sri Ramakrishna for nearly a month. So he, Ramakrishna heard that Swami Vivekananda, Narendra goes to that Brahma Samaj wherein Shivanath is taking classes. And so he himself, without invitation, he went. As even he was entering, Shivanar Shastri saw that this man is coming and he will be at troublesome person for the entire congregation. So he ordered to switch off the entire light, power. So a lot of chaos and humiliation for Sri Ramakrishna. So Narendra Swami Vivekananda was so much hurt. Why this much of humiliation for this innocent and wonderful person? Then he asked Sri Ramakrishna, why you have come here and got this much of humiliation? Simply Sri Ramakrishna told, because I want to see you. But to see you, I am ready to go through any type of humiliation. Will you call it as attachment? And if Swami Vivekananda doesn't come, he is to say to other disciples, my heart is twisted like a towel twisting. So will you call it as attachment? You may call it as attachment, but this attachment has a purpose, because the person is born for the Loka Sangraham. Because they love the world and creation, these great Mahatmas love the people who are born to give something to this creation. So even the great Jnanis are attached to disciples. That's why in Kathopanishad, Yamadharma Raja himself says, seeing Nachiketa's qualification and Vairagyam and other thing, I pray to the Lord to get more and more disciples like you. Because who will go to Yamadharma Raja, you tell first? This boy went. Voluntarily he went. Everybody is dragged by Yamadharma Raja. Nobody goes to Yamadharma Raja, correct? So a person to go to Yamadharma Raja means what? A person who must be a fit person to face the death. And after facing the death, he should not be cowed down by the temptations by the teacher. So Nachiketa has proved his qualification. So Yamadharma Raja says, let the Lord bless me to get more and more disciples. So even jnanis have attachment. Attachment towards whom is the question? Attachment towards great personalities, great disciples. Janaka, when he was learning in the Gurukula, the other disciples were a little bit jealous about his status. Because Guru was so much attached to Janaka. And in order to prove his greatness, the teacher made a magic as though entire ashrama is on fire. So as even the students, other disciples heard this news, everybody ran to save their Kaupina or the Kamandalu or something. What will be there? So he is the only householder disciple, Raja. Other, all others are sannyasins or brahmacharins. So they all went. Then within few hours, again one more news came. Entire Mithilapuri is on fire. So what was the reaction of Janaka Raja? Mithilayam pradeeptayam name kinjit dahyate. Kinjit na dahyate, me na dahyate. Nothing is burnt by the fire. Nothing which is mine is burnt by fire. When he says, is the Raja of Mithilapuri, when the entire country is burnt, when the news comes, he says that. The same Jnani, Janaka Raja, when he gives Sitaji to Ramji in marriage, he says, Iyam Sita Mama Suta, he says. Mama Suta. Mama means what? Attachment. So that means what? When Mithila burns, no problem for me. But Sitaji is not like that. It's a great treasure. Because she is going to be an instrument in bringing out Ramayana. And Ramayana is going to be a beacon light to the entire humanity. Therefore, Iyam Sita, Mama Suta. So Vyasacharya had attachment, if we call it as an attachment, or if we call it as a daya towards the humanity, he had a great attachment towards his son. Therefore, he ran behind the son. But he could not catch the son. So, he suffered from Putra Shoka. He did not teach this Bhagavatam to anyone. Because he prayed to the Lord to give a disciple. The disciple came. He ran away. That means what? Some Pratibandhaka is there. Some sort of obstacle is there. The disciple should come to me. So as long as the disciple comes, I will wait. I will not give it to, as even nowadays, copy and paste there, or cut paste. That is the fellows put the author or writer. It is not your original item at all. You copy somewhere else or cut somewhere else and paste. And you write. But in those days, that type of hankering for name and fame was not there. So he was waiting. In his ashrama, there are so many disciples, other disciples, rishis, rishi putras. So they have to go to forest and collect all the twigs, whatever necessary for the ashrama household. So when they went to deep forest, they were attacked by wild animals. So they were afraid of their life. So when they came back to ashrama, they complained to Vyasacharya, like this happens. What to do? Please give some mantra. What mantra? A mantra to save from wild animals. So Vyasacharya gave one shloka from this Bhagavatam as the mantra and asked them to chant while going into the deep forest. What is that shloka? Barha pitam natavaravapuhu karnayo karnikaram bibhradvasaha kanaka kapisham vaijayantin chamalam randran veno radhara sudhaya purayan gopa vrindaihi vrindaranyam swapadramanam Pravishat Gita Kirtihi. This is a beautiful shloka describing the beauty of Lord Krishna in his Krishna Avatara when he enters the forest. How a child, 8-year-old boy, with lot of decoration and ornaments and other thing, with a flute and other thing, how he enters the forest wherein all the wild animals were there, seeing his physical beauty, they, all the tiger and lion opened their mouth, ah, this much beauty, like that, they used to see. So that shloka was taught to the disciples. So they were singing these shlokas, Vyasacharya's disciples were singing this shloka, and they were collecting whatever necessary items. So as even they were singing one day, it's a daily routine for them. One day, by chance, Shukacharya crossed that area. Because he was like a Jadonmatta Pishashavat. He entered the forest where he is, nobody knows. And there is no need for him to search for food or taking bath or having cloth. So that he will go to any house and ask Bhagavati Bhikshanda. Nothing is there for him. So he was roaming somewhere else. Everyone thought he is lost. But when Shukacharya accidentally, by chance, when he came to hear this shlokam, because the devata which he was meditating in his heart is what? Who? Bhagavan only. And the beauty of Bhagavan is described in this shloka. So immediately his attention turned towards that voice and turns towards that shloka. And then he came near the people who were singing, disciple, near the disciples of Vyasacharya. And he expressed his wonder. Aho shlokasya madhuryam. When putra putra father cried, nothing entered in his ears. Understood? But when the sound of the Lord's glory came to his ears, it was heard by him. Putra putra, when father calls, he referred to what? His deha. But when the disciple sang the glory of the Lord, it refers the beauty of the truth or beauty of the Atma, beauty of the Brahman. So therefore it entered. That's why jnanis generally, when there is a necessity, then only they will talk. The necessity is determined by whether the person talks about truth or not. Truth means what? Talk about the Lord or not. If it is about untruth like physical body or any other thing, they will not even open the mouth. When Jadabharata was carried by Kapalikas, Kapalikas simply snatched him and they wanted to kill him. He should have cried, hey, I am Brahmana, don't do Brahmana Hati, leave me like that. He should have cried. Or when Mother Kali came and destroyed the Kapalikas, at least he should have opened his mouth and told, thank you, Mother. Nothing. He did not open the mouth at all. Why? Because all belong to asatyam. Very body is asatyam. What is there to talk? What is there to protect? What is there to thank also? But when Raghuguna came as a disciple, pages after pages he talks. Who talks? Jadabharata. Because the talk, the subject matter of the speech is what? Truth, Bhagavan. Similarly here, Shukacharya was simply carried away by the glory of the Lord. So he came and asked, hey, who taught this? Who taught this? Who are you all children? Who are you? Then they told, we are disciples of Vyasacharya. Who, Vyasacharya? Then he remembered, hey, he is my father. All remembrance comes. He is my father. Then they respected him, revered him and entreated him to come back to home. So Shukacharya also simply came back to home just to hear the glories of the Lord more and more from his father, and requested his father, Father, you are teaching so many things to your disciple, you have not told anything to me. Are, for that purpose only I called you Putra Putra, you fellow. Because that intensity was more that time. Now why the intensity is reduced? Lokasya praraptam. Loka demands that hand, that personality. World demands that prarabdham brings down that mind. That's why in Sri Ramakrishna's life, we find so many times he tried to speak, but he will tell, I tried to tell everything openly, but mother comes and puts her hand and closes my mouth. That means what? No prarabdha is there. Punya prarabdha must be there so that great words can come from the mouth of the Rishis are great Mahatmas are avatars. So he asked, requested his father to teach everything. Vyasacharya taught entire Bhagavatam. Shukam adhyapayamasa nivritti niratam. When Sutamani was describing the story, to Shaunakadi rishis. Shaunakadi rishis wondered how a person who had that stature, Sarvabhuta Hridayam, how could he learn scriptures? Because to learn scriptures, you have to come down. In Ramana Maharishi's life, he come across, he opens Valmiki Ramayana and starts reading one or two shlokas only. All tears will come. Could not read. So he used to tell how these people read and tell to others. Because you have to come down. To learn or to teach, you have to come down. So Shaunakadi Rishis asked how Shukacharya learned this scripture, because it is not a simple one chapter or two chapter or one shloka or something. It is 18,000 shlokas. We find the entire 18,000 shlokas Shukacharya reels out to Parikshiti in future without any reference or Google Mama assistance or anything. So full concentration you should have learned. It was a great wonder for the rishis. They asked, Saha Nivritti Nirataha. Is a man of renunciation. Renunciation to up to which extent? Not renunciation of toys or balloons or something. Renunciation of very idea that I have a body. The very idea is not there. Nivritti Nirataha. Kasyava, how can this Brahatim Etam Samabhyasat? How he learnt? Because he is Atma Ramaha. How can a person who doesn't have even individuality can learn scriptures? And why he learned these scriptures? That was the purpose also. We learn scriptures for gaining spiritual growth. But he did not want any spiritual growth. He is ultimately a god by birth itself. So what is the reason and how he learned? Sutamani answers, gives a beautiful answer. It's one of the most beautiful sloka of the entire Bhagavatam. Sutamuni says, Atma Ramascha Munayaha Nirgrantha Apyurukrame Kurvanti Ahaitikim Bhaktim Itham Bhuta Guno Harihi. That is the greatness of the Lord. What is the greatness of the Lord? Even Atma Ramaha Api, even those people who don't have individuality, who are always established in the truth, who are established in the Brahman or Atman, they also love the Lord and love the Lord's Leela. What type of Lord they love? Not only Nirguna Tattvam they love, but the Saguna Tattvam also they love, because he is Ananta Kalyana Guna Nilayaha. Such is the greatness of his Nama Rupa. Even the rishis who don't have, Dandakarini rishis who don't have any aesthetic sense, as even they saw Rama entering Dandakaranya, all were dropping their sadhana, whichever they were doing. Like Gopika Vrittanta in Valmiki Ramayana, we come across Gopikas, whenever Krishna gave a flute sound, whatever they were doing, halfway they left and ran away. It is okay, because they are ladies. They have some aesthetic sense. They loved Krishna's beauty also, everything. But this Dandakarani Rishi, not aesthetic people at all. But Valmiki says, some Rishi was doing the Japa, Japamala is gone. Japamala is there, along with Japamala he comes. Some Rishi gives Achamana, there with a Kamandalu he comes. And some Rishi is about to feed someone, Achithi. So halfway he put Anna, sambar not put, he ran away. Then why he ran away? That Atithi saw, Atithi Rishi saw, why this fellow is running away? He saw somebody is coming, so he ran away. Then by the time plate is, with full of food, cat has come to eat. Why they are running? It saw. Oh, that also ran away. No, food is not relishing. So there Valmiki says, that is the Gandharpa Raja Pratima. That Pratima itself, Gandharpa Raja Pratima. That is the beauty of the Lord. Not only his Rupa is beautiful, his gunas also are beautiful, and jnanis alone have the real worthiness for this beauty. They alone know the real worth of Lord, because their devotion is ahaitukim bhakti. And even Bhagavan was proud about this great quality. When he talks about his devotees, he says, I have a lot of devotees, Arjuna, but those things are not big thing. But I have jnani also as my devotee, you know. Chaturvita bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna arto jignasurathati ज्ञानी च भरदर्शभा, ज्ञानी च, ही सेस इवन ज्ञानी लव मी अर्जुन बिकॉज दैट इज माई ग्लोरी. वाई वाई दे आर लविंग यू? बिकॉज दे आर सिंपली कैरिड अवे बाई माई ब्यूटी. दे आर सिंपली कैरिड अवे माई ब्यूटी, नॉट ओनली ब्यूटी ऑफ फिजिकल ब्यूटी, ब्यूटी ऑफ कैरेक्टर, ब्यूटी ऑफ लीलास ऑल्सो. Even though all are great, all the other types of devotees are great, but still, jnani belong, jnani bhakta is a different category. Udara sarva evaite jnani tu atmaiva me matam, he says. All are great, udara. Tu, he puts but. Tu means what? But. Jnani atmaiva me matam. Because artharthi type of devotee, artharthi means what? Who goes to the Lord asking for wealth. So for him, for that devotee, Lord is the means. Wealth is the end. And Arthi also goes to the Lord. For him also, Lord is a means. And Arthi Nivaranam is the end. Removal of suffering is the end. And Jignasa also, Jnanam is the end or Moksham is the end. So instead of becoming Nastika and materialistic, the Jignasu wanted to know my real nature, therefore Udaraha. Instead of becoming robber, he came to me and stood in front of me asking me wealth, therefore Udaraha. Udara means what? Great. And instead of committing suicide and become drug addict, they came in front of me and asked me the removal of suffering. God, you can remove suffering by many means. So therefore they are all great only. But Jnani tu Atmaiva me matam. Because for jnani, I am neither sadhanam nor sadhya. For arthi and artharthi, I am sadhanam, means. For jignyasu, I am sadhyam. For jnani, I am neither sadhanam nor sadhyam. Therefore, jnani tu meme avatam. For jnani, I am the siddha atma. Therefore, he said, devotion is siddha bhakti. In the very introduction itself, I told. Between three types of bhakti, sadhana bhakti, sadhya bhakti and siddha bhakti, which one will have more power? Siddha bhakti only will have more power. Therefore, for him, I am the siddha atma, therefore his devotion is siddha bhakti, greater than sadhana bhakti and sadhya bhakti. Jnani is greater than other types of devotees because desham jnani nitya yuktaha eka bhakti hi vishishyate priyohi jnanino atyartham aham sachamama priyaha. He is like a honey bee, not like a moth or fly. What is the difference between honey bee and fly? What is the difference? That fly will sit on flower for some time, again directly from flower to where? Toilet. Then from there directly to another flower. But honey bee will never go for any other thing other than the flower. So flower becomes a happy entity when it is sucked by honey bees, correct? Because honey is meant for whom? Not for flies, not for moths. Okay, they can be secondary. If honey bee is not there, what to do? They can be secondary, but flower will be happy when its honey is sucked by honey bees only. Jnanis are like honey bees. Eka bhakti hi. They don't love any other thing. There is no division in their love. All other bhaktis are aneka bhakti. Sometimes I love money, sometimes I love people, sometimes I love myself, sometimes I love Bhagavan also. So Bhagavan is the, maybe, may not be in the list at all. In this category, maybe in the list, maybe last word or in between the list. Or among the, one among the many things in the wish list. But for jnani, it is eka bhakti, not like a fly type of people, devotees. While others bhakti is aneka bhakti, divided between sadhyam, sadhanam and siddha. I love myself. I want something, therefore I love that sadhyam, end. And because the end is going to be achieved by any other, some means, I love the means also. Whereas, there is no means for jnani, there is no end for jnani, everything is only one siddha atma. Since he has found out the oneness with me, అండ్ ది ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్ జ్ఞానీతు ఆత్మైవ మే మతం. భగవాన్ సేస్ ప్రియ జ్ఞానినో అత్యర్థం ప్రియ. వై హీస్ వెరీ డియర్ టు మీ బికాస్ ఆత్మనస్తు కామాయ సర్వం ప్రియం భవతి. సేమ్ రూల్ అప్లైస్ ఫర్ భగవాన్ ఆల్సో. ఐ కెన్ లవ్ మీ ఓన్లీ. భగవాన్ సేస్ ఐ కెన్ లవ్ మీ ఓన్లీ. హియర్ హీ సేస్ ఐ లవ్ జ్ఞాని. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? జ్ఞాని బికమ్స్ మీ. అహం సచ మమ ప్రియ. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ది లాజిక్ బిహైండ్ దాట్. దేర్ఫోర్ భగవాన్ ఆల్వేస్ ట్రైస్ టు క్యాచ్ దీస్ పీపుల్ హూ జ్ఞానీస్, జ్ఞాని భక్తస్. దే లాట్ ఆఫ్ టగ్ ఆఫ్ వార్ బిట్వీన్ ది భగవాన్ అండ్ జ్ఞాని భక్త ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు క్యాచ్ దేర్ హార్ట్. జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ నాట్ బాదర్డ్ అబౌట్, జనరలీ నాట్ బాదర్డ్ అబౌట్ నామరూప, బికాస్ ఫర్ హిమ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ అసత్యం అదర్ దాన్ ది బ్రహ్మన్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ అసత్యం. బట్ భగవాన్ నీడ్స్ దేర్ కంపానియన్షిప్ ఫర్ వాట్? టు డూ లాట్ ఆఫ్ లీలాస్. సో మెనీ లీలాస్ ఆర్ దర్ ఇన్ ది హిస్టరీ, ఈవెన్ హిస్టరీ, నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ మైథాలజీ, ఇన్ హిస్టరీ ఆల్సో. దేర్ వాజ్ వన్ నామదేవ్. Once he was told by a small girl that he did not get knowledge. So when Namdevji complained to Panduranga, Panduranga told, yes, yes, you did not get knowledge. Hey, you are talking to me daily and we are playing together. You are complaining to Lord. They are humiliated, they have humiliated me. They told me I am apakwa. Panduranga told, yes, yes, you did not get guru so far. So therefore you did not get that knowledge. Unless you get the guru, you will not get this knowledge. You are apakwa only. So what should I do? He asked. Panduranga pointed out one particular place and go there. There will be a Shiva Kshetra. I think we went that place during Jyotirlinga, Maharashtra. There you will see your guru like that, he said. And as even he went to that temple, he saw an old man putting his legs on the linga and lying down. And Namdev was a devotee, naturally he was offended. And he told, what is this old, your old man, you don't have this much of maturity also. You are putting legs on on the Shivalinga. The old man told, what to do? I am very tired. Please remove my legs and put a other place. So as even he removed that leg, one more linga came. Then this side, another linga. Everywhere linga, linga, linga. Then he understood, see, this person must be great. He must be the person who was pointed out Bhagavan, he thought. Then when he surrendered to that person, he told, where Bhagavan is not there, he told. So knowledge, sarvatra, atma darshanam is knowledge. So Namdev got knowledge now. Now there is no need for him to go to Pandharpur, because everywhere Panduranga only is there. So he was enjoying his way of life. But Panduranga was missing Namdev, friend. Daily they used to play. Then he came to that place, asked Namdev, hey, come, come, come. Not necessary. So there was a tug of war to bring back Namadeva. And in Samartha Ramdas ji case, it was still wonderful story it is. In the form of Shivaji Maharaja, he came and requested Samartha Ramdas ji, Gurudev, Gurudev, I have organized one big yaga puja in Pandarinatha temple, you should come. Samartha Ramdas ji, a pakka Ram Bhakta, the nishtha was there, so he will not bow down to Krishna. So he told, no, 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 I won't come, I have other duties to do like that. What duties? You have no duty at all, living in forest and having kaupina, please for my sake you come, I have arranged so big this one. If you don't come, they will feel, they will think that Shivaji has given up his guru. So please, to save my face, you please come. So Samartha Ramdas ji went. Then no sign of function or yaga, nothing. He went to the Pandharpur temple. Then he asked the darwan, hey, Shivaji Maharaja, any some puja he has arranged? Puja? No. Shivaji Maharaja, no information for us. No puja here. Please come and talk to our secretary. So he brought inside the temple. Having come inside the temple, you have to go to darshan of the Lord. Otherwise, it is Deva Apachara. So he went there. So Panduranga was standing how? Keeping his both the hands on the hip. So for him, for Samartha Ramdas ji, Panduranga was not Krishna. So he started asking, hey Rama, where is your bow? Where is your other weapons? Who has stolen like that? He started singing. Because without a bow or a weapon, he was simple. You can make Panduranga as Krishna also or Rama also. Like that he sang. As even he sang, seeing the nishtha, that is called nishtha, you know, ekarupa nishtha. So Bhagavan gave darshan Pandrapur, Pandranga gave darshan in the form of Rama. So in Pandrinatha Sabha, even Rama Bhakta is there. And Advaita Bhakta like Kabir Das Ji was there. And Musalman was there. So all these are all great jnanis. Why? Bhagavan wanted them. That is the Leela. There is a tug of war always between the jnani and the Lord. Because through jnani only he can do so, loka sangraha. And in Sri Ramakrishna's life also we come across a funny incident in the form of a Tvatapuri. Tvatapuri Maharaj, who was the teacher of Guru of Sri Ramakrishna, Pakka Advaitin, never stayed in any roof, under any roof, always in open sky, because Advaita. But to such a Advaitin, Mother Kali wanted as her Bhakta. What to do? So whenever Sri Ramakrishna used to sing the glory of the mother by clapping hands, so he used to tell, oh, you are doing chapati, roti you are making, like that he used to criticize also. So how to make him in her fold? Mother Kali made a leela in the form of what? Stomach pain. So when he wanted to give up that body because of stomach pain, and when he entered Ganga, no water in Ganga. And then at the end of the other shore of the Ganga, he saw the vision of the mother. Then he understood that there is a Maya Shakti. Even though it is Mithya, it is a Shakti. So it should be respected like that. He attended and he came back to Sri Ramakrishna and told, hey, your mother is something wonderful, pa. Okay, darshan is over. Can you sing the glory of the mother? Same Tvatapuri. So there is a tug of war between Jnani and the Lord always. And Advaitika Acharya Madhusudana Saraswati beautifully sings this tug of war. Advaita viti patihi upasya mana swarajya simhasana labda diksha shatena kenapi vayam atena dasi krita gopavathu vitena. He says, we are all advaita viti patihi upasya mana. We don't bother about all these dvaitam and nama, rupa. Everything is mithya. Swarajya simhasana labdha diksha. We want swarajya, not pararajya. Not Vaikuntha or anything. Our own, right, swarajya means what? Our own status, dignified status we want. So our hearts cannot be conquered by anything in the creation, even by the Lord. Like that, hatena, with this hata, adamancy. With this adamancy, we were trying to protect our heart from the Bhagavan. Hatene, not given our heart that much simply, though we want to give everything to him, not to the particular form or namarupa, though we wanted to give our heart, surrendering means what? Jnana means what? Sarvatyaga. Though we want to give our heart totally, but still we have hidden our devotion. Why? Why? In order to demand his attention. When you hide, then only Bhagavan will see something is hidden. In Krishnavatara, when Gopikas gave butter, brought butter and gave to him. So, hey, Krishna, take butter, beautiful, very tasty. I don't like butter, auntie. I don't eat. My mother also told I should not eat butter. I don't like if it is offered. And there are some houses, neither they offer nor they keep it open. They hide and keep it. This fellow will go there and steal it and take it. Similarly, a stolen entity has a great value. And this rule applies for Bhagavan also. So our devotions are all hidden. Therefore, Bhagavan comes to us because that hiding there demands his attention. Because there only there is a play, you know. How play will come? So you should give, at the same time you should not give. You should want to give, at the same time you should not give openly also. Then only there is a play. Because our devotion kept hidden, that much simply we don't surrender ourselves because of our knowledge. Advaita viti patihi upasyamana. We want nitya vastu, advaita vastu, not saguna vastu or anitya vastu. Because swarajya simhasana labdha diksha. We are always habituated to claim soham, soham, not dasoham, dasoham. Because as long as you are dasa of even the Lord, తావది ఈశ్వరతో భయం. యాజ్ లాంగ్ అస్ అదర్ దెన్ యూ సంబడీ ఈజ్ మాస్టర్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ దట్ మాస్టర్ ఈజ్ లార్డ్, భయం విల్ బి దర్. దట్స్ వాట్ వి ఫైండ్ వెన్ భగవాన్ షోస్ హిస్ విశ్వరూప, అర్జున ట్రెంబుల్స్. ఫ్రంట్ సైడ్ మై నమస్కార, బ్యాక్ సైడ్ మై నమస్కార, సైడ్ మై సైడ్, లెఫ్ట్ సైడ్ మై నమస్కార, రైట్ సైడ్ మై నమస్కార ఈజ్ ఎస్. వై? బికాస్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ డ్యువాలిటీ. వెన్ డ్యువాలిటీ ఈస్ దేర్, ద్విదియాత్ వై భయం భవతి. దేర్ ఫోర్ వీ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ హ్యాబిచ్యుయేటెడ్ టు టెల్ సోహం సోహం, నాట్ టు టెల్ దాసోహం నాట్ దాసోహం. సో భగవాన్ థాట్, వాట్ ఈస్ ది గ్రేట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ దిస్ చోటా మోటా భక్తాస్, ది అప్లికేషన్ అపీల్ గివింగ్ భక్తాస్, ఇడియట్స్, ఇగ్నోరెంట్ ఫెలోస్, దే డోంట్ నో ఎనీథింగ్ అబౌట్ మై రియల్ నేచర్, నార్ మై రియల్ గ్లోరీ, నార్ మై రియల్ వర్త్. బికాస్ ఇఫ్ యూ యూజ్ ఎ ఎంపరర్, ఇఫ్ యూ యూజ్ ఎన్ ఎంపరర్ ఫార్ యువర్ షాపింగ్, దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? ఇఫ్ యూ యూజ్ ది డైమండ్ స్టోన్ ఫర్ రబ్బింగ్ యువర్ క్లాత్ ఆర్ రబ్బింగ్ ది లెగ్, దెర్ ఆర్ సమ్ స్టోన్స్ ఇన్ విచ్ వి యూస్ టు రబ్ ది లెగ్స్. సపోజ్ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ నో ద గ్రేట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ద డైమండ్, వాట్ ఇస్ ద యూజ్ ఆఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ దిస్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్ ఆర్డినరీ డివోటీస్? ఐ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ జ్ఞానీస్ యాస్ మై డివోటీస్. దట్స్ వై వెన్ ఎవర్ హీ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ ఈస్ ఏ జ్ఞానీచ భరదర్షభ, ఈవెన్ జ్ఞాని లవ్స్ మీ. సో బీయింగ్ ఏ థీఫ్, బీయింగ్ ఏ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ పర్సన్ ఇన్ స్టీలింగ్, దట్స్ వై హిస్ నేమ్ ఈస్ హరిహి, హరతి సర్వం ఇది హరిహి, హరతి సర్వం హరిహి. అండ్ ఇన్ అదర్ నేమ్స్ ఆల్సో కృష్ణ, కర్షతి సర్వం. సో ఈస్ ఏ థీఫ్, హీ ట్రై టు, హీ ట్రైడ్ ఇస్ లెవెల్ బెస్ట్ టు అట్రాక్ట్ అవర్ హార్ట్ బై సమ్హౌ ఆర్ ది అదర్, కేనాపి షటేన, షోయింగ్ ఈస్ మౌత్, షోయింగ్ ఈస్ ఫింగర్స్, షోయింగ్ ఈస్ వాట్ యు కాల్, దే కాల్ ఇట్ జార చోర శిఖామణి, హీ దే కాల్ హీస్ జారత్వం ఈస్ నాట్ పుల్లింగ్ సంబడీస్ హ్యాండ్స్, ఆర్డినరీ పీపుల్స్ హ్యాండ్స్, పుల్లింగ్ జ్ఞానీస్, పుల్లింగ్ రిషీస్ హ్యాండ్స్ ఈస్ జారత్వం. లైక్ శ్రీరామకృష్ణ వాజ్ నాట్ అట్ ఆల్ హ్యాపీ యాజ్ లాంగ్ అస్ స్వామి వివేకానంద డిడ్ నాట్ అక్సెప్ట్ హిమ్. ఎవ్రీబడి అక్సెప్టెడ్ హిమ్. గిరీష్ చంద్ర గోస్ ఓపెన్లీ క్లెయిమ్డ్, అండ్ అదర్ డివోటీస్ పీపుల్ దే స్టార్టెడ్ క్లెయిమింగ్ హిమ్ యాజ్ అవతార అవతార లైక్ దట్. సో శ్రీరామకృష్ణ గాట్ ఇరిటేటెడ్, వన్ థియేటర్ వాలా, వన్ డ్రంక్ కార్డ్, దీస్ ఫెలోస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ కాలింగ్ మీ అవతార, ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ ఇన్సల్ట్ ఫార్ యూ. వెన్ స్వామి వివేకానంద రెఫ్యూజ్ టు అక్సెప్ట్ హిమ్ యాజ్ అవతార, రిపీటెడ్లీ వాజ్ స్ట్రగ్లింగ్ టు కన్విన్స్. సో దిస్ జార చోర శిఖామణి ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ బిహైండ్ దిస్ జ్ఞానీస్, బట్ జ్ఞానీస్ డిడ్ నాట్ సకమ్ టు హిమ్ దట్ మచ్ ఈజీలీ, బికాస్ దేర్ మైండ్ ఈస్ సో షార్ప్, లాజికల్ మైండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్, శాస్త్రిక్ మైండ్. దే రెస్ట్రెయిన్డ్ దేర్ అట్రాక్షన్ టువర్డ్స్ నామరూప వస్తు. అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ సమ్ జ్ఞానీస్ దే మే లైక్ వన్ పర్టిక్యులర్ నామరూప, బట్ అదర్ నామరూప దే వాంట్ లైక్, లైక్ తులసిదాస్ జీ. తులసిదాస్ జీ వాంటెడ్ టు సీ రామ, సో హీ వాజ్ టోల్డ్ బై హనుమాన్ జీ టు గో టు బృందావన్ అండ్ డూ తపస్య అండ్ చాంట్ దిస్ రామాయణ. సో హీ వాజ్ చాంటింగ్, సడన్లీ ఫ్రమ్ యమున కృష్ణ కమ్స్ విత్ ఫ్లూట్ అండ్ విత్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సౌండ్ ఆల్సో. సో తులసిదాస్ జీ సా, ఓ కృష్ణ హాస్ కమ్, సో ఈజ్ నాట్ మై లార్డ్. సో హీ వాజ్ సీయింగ్ ది రామచరిత్ మానస్ ఓన్లీ, ఈ సేస్ వితౌట్ సీయింగ్ కృష్ణ, ఈ సేస్ ఏ కృష్ణ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ షో యువర్ బ్యూటీ అండ్ స్పాయిల్ మై చేస్టిటీ, బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ వెడ్డెడ్ టు రామ ఓన్లీ, డోంట్ డిస్టర్బ్ మీ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్ లైక్ దట్ యువర్ స్టెలింగ్. దెన్ కృష్ణ సేస్, సీ ఐ హావ్ నాట్ కమ్ టు యువర్ ప్లేస్, ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు సీ రామ యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ గాన్ టు అయోధ్య, ఐ హావ్ కమ్ టు బృందావన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ మై ప్లేస్, యూ హ్యావ్ ఆక్యుపైడ్ మై ప్లేస్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మై ప్లేస్ టు, ఐ వాస్ రోమింగ్ యాజ్ యూజువల్, వై యు ఆర్ సిట్టింగ్ హియర్ లైక్ దట్ ఈ సేస్. దెన్ హాఫ్ ఐస్ విత్ కృష్ణ, హాఫ్ ఐస్ విత్ రామాయణ్, తులసిదాస్ రామాయణ్. సో లైక్ దట్ దెర్ వాస్ ఎ టగ్ ఆఫ్ వార్. దెన్ హీ ఫైనలీ హీ ప్రేస్ టు ది కృష్ణ, భగవాన్ డోంట్ డిస్టర్బ్ మై ఫెయిత్, మై ఫెయిత్ ఈస్ నాట్ దట్ మచ్ స్ట్రాంగ్, ఐ విల్ బి అట్రాక్టెడ్ బై యువర్ బ్యూటీ, ప్లీజ్ డోంట్ డిస్టర్బ్ మీ, బట్ ఐ లవ్ మై రామ ఓన్లీ, ప్లీజ్ స్టాండ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ మీ యాజ్ రామ. సో భగవాన్ గేవ్ దర్శన్ దేర్ ఇన్ బృందావన్ ఓన్లీ, ఫస్ట్ దర్శన్ ఫర్ తులసిదాస్ జీ. ఫైనలీ దాసీకృత హీ కాంకర్డ్ అస్, ఫైనలీ హీ కాంకర్డ్ అస్ యాజ్ స్లేవ్స్, వి ఆర్ సకమ్డ్ టు హిస్ బ్యూటీ అండ్ వి ఆర్ మేడ్ టు సింగ్ అధరం మధురం, వదనం మధురం, నయనం మధురం, గమితం మధురం, హసితం మధురం, ఎల్లా మధురం, మధురాధిపతే అఖిలం మధురం. బై విచ్ ఫామ్ హీ అట్రాక్టెడ్ అస్? నాట్ బై దక్షిణామూర్తి ఫామ్, not by Dakshinamurti Bham, not by Dattatreya Bham, that is Dattatreya is a guru, not by Gitacharya Krishna Bham, by Gopa Vadhu Vitene, by Radha Krishna Bham. What to do? By Radha Krishna Bham, we are simply carried away or conquered by him. For teaching others, you will keep Brahma Sutram and Upanishad and other things. But inside the Upanishad, you will keep Bhagavatam and that to Gopika Gita. He says, Madhusudana Saraswati, who has written Advaita Siddhi, highest Advaitic text it is, wherein he refutes Dvaitam like anything. There the shloka comes as the invocation shloka. So, keeping Bhagavatam inside the Upanishad book, others will see, oh, he sadhu, because Eti cannot study repeatedly this Gopika Gita. Somebody will mistake. So, how to hide our devotion? So, we keep the Brahma Sutra or Upanishad book outside. Inside that, we will keep the Gopika Gita, because we are the slaves of that Radha Krishna. It's a beautiful concept that Atma Ramascha Munayaha Nirgrantap Yurukrame Kurvantim Ahaitikim Bhaktim Ittam Bhuta Guno Harihi. All these explanations for what? Because Bhagavan's greatness is such a wonderful, not only his Nama, not only his Rupa, even his Leelas also are so great. In that same Advaita Siddhi, he concludes that entire, after writing the Advaita Siddhi, he concludes, Dhyana Abhyasa Vashikritena Manasa Tannirgunam Nishkriyam Jyotih Kinchana Yogino Yadiparam Pashyantu Pashyantu Te Asmakam Tu Tadeva Lochana Chamatkaraya Bhuyachiram Kalindi Fulineshu Yatkimapi Tannilam Aho Dhavati. Whoever want to see that Lord as Nirgunam by Dhyana Abhyasa Vashikritena Manasa Then tad nirgunam nishkriyam jyotihi, whoever wants to see in that way, orderless, colorless, formless, let them see. Asmakam tu, for us, tadeva brahma sarupam, not rejecting that brahma sarupam eva, lochana chamatkara bhuyachiram, tinkling its own eyes with blue color and kalindi fulineshu yatkimapi, nalinam aho dhavati ayo pode. It goes from us like that. Jnani said, wanted to give their entire thing, Atma Ramaha, still, Kurvanti Ahitukhim Bhaktim Ittam Bhuta Guno Harihi. That is the sweet tug of war, Leela between the Lord and the Jnanis. Therefore, this also is an incident in which Bhagavan brought this Jnani called Shukacharya in order to, why Bhagavan is interested in these people? Because through them only he can work. Without Swami Vivekananda, where is Loka Sangraha? As Bhagavat Avatara, Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna lived without knowing, known to anyone in the world. Because of Swami Vivekananda, this Bhagavat Avatara was given to the entire humanity. And we see, even after 100 years, how humanity is benefited by that. So, there is nothing to wonder if Shukacharya learnt Bhagavatam and taught to Parikshit and to the humanity, because that is the greatness of the Lord and his gunas. Thus, Vyasacharya found fulfillment in his life by teaching, by writing, by composing Bhagavatam, and by teaching it to his own son disciple, by kindling the devotion in the hearts of humanity through Shukacharya. That is the greatness of the teacher. Bhagavatam is very systematic, you know. It will tell the glory of everything. Then, actual story will start from the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokarnava Shoshanam Rina Yeduttama Shloka Yeshonu Giyate Gopika Jeevana Smaranam Govinda Govinda.